If you turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 9. And when he was departed, that's Jesus, when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. In these few verses we see a man who has a withered hand. And that hand was, it was as if it was just completely dead, as if it had no life in it. That man wouldn't have been able to use that hand, and his situation would have been completely helpless and completely hopeless. He wouldn't have been able to work with that hand. And if you think about it, all he would have had in the future is that thought of never being able to work and use his hand. And this evening I want to say to you that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a picture of your state. You see, that man's hand was dead. It had no life in it. And tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you are spiritually dead. The Bible describes it like this. It says, you're dead in trespasses and sins. And what that means is, it means that you're spiritually dead. You can be physically alive, but your spirit, that part of you is dead. And it means that you cannot do anything to please God. And it means also that when you think about all those times where maybe you've tried to do the right thing, and you keep failing. That's why you keep failing. You want to do something that's right. You want to please your parents. You want to do the right thing. You want to do things that are good. And you keep finding that you keep doing things that are wrong. And it's because of this problem that you're spiritually dead. And just as that man with the withered hand couldn't do anything, so when you're spiritually dead, you cannot do those things that you want to do. You cannot do those things which are right. And so this is that picture. And also, that man's hand would have been dried up. It was as if it had no life in it. And I wonder tonight if that's what you feel like inside. On the outside, you've got this sense of happiness, but deep down inside of you, there's that ache, there's that pain, there's that kind of restlessness, there's an emptiness within you, a weariness, and inside you, there's this gaping hole, and you're trying to fill it with things. You feel as if there's just a complete lack in your life, and you're trying to work out what this lack is, and you're trying to get the answer to it. And all the time there's this kind of dryness within your heart. And just as the man had a withered hand and it was all dried up, so in your spirit, it's all, your whole heart feels all dried up. And so this is how you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, this is how you stand. And also, as I said, the man with the withered hand, he was in a state of hopelessness, because all he could think about was the fact that he would never be able to use his hand. And Tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in a hopeless situation. You're in a hopeless situation. Because while those who know Christ have not only that joy of knowing the Lord now, they have that expectancy of spending eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, of spending eternity with him. And yet, in that place now, separate from Christ, you only have that expectancy of a hell to come. And it's a hopeless situation. It's a dire situation. And it's far more dire than the situation that this man with the withered hand had. He couldn't use his hand. He was in a helpless position. And wouldn't have been able to work in order to provide money, in order to live. And yet, tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in a hopeless position because you haven't got that expectancy and that joy of spending eternity with God. You've only got the fearful God's wrath, God's judgment to come against you and to spend eternity in hell. But then I want to show you that, you see, there you are in this state. You're in this state of sin. Unable to do the things that you may want to do. Unable to please God. With this ache and a pain in your heart. And trying to get that satisfaction in your heart. And then we see the answer. And we see such love from the Lord Jesus Christ. Of how he comes along. And how he comes and heals this man with the withered hand. And I want to say to you tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is full of love. There's a tenderness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, he sees your need. He sees the situation you're in. And just as he saw that man with the withered hand, and he saw the desperate plight he was in, and he comes along and he says, "Stretch forth your hand." And as he stretches forth his hand, he's healed. And his hand is made whole and is restored whole, just like his other hand. And it's a wonderful thing. And the Lord Jesus Christ is full of love. And he's full of compassion. And he's full of pity. And he sees you in your state. And he sees you in your state of sin. And he sees you separate from him. And he comes alongside right now and in full of love and saying that if you will only stretch forth your hand, if you will only reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will only reach out to him in trust and in faith, if you will only believe on him that Jesus Christ died for your sin, if you will only acknowledge him that he is Lord of all, if you will only come to him and say, "Look, I'm the one who's in need." You see, that man with the withered hand, he came before the Lord Jesus Christ and he saw his need. He saw he was in a desperate position. And he knew the desperate state that he was in. And as soon as Jesus said, "Stretch forth your hand," he obeyed. And he saw healing physically. And tonight, if you will only hear the voice of the Lord, if you only will hear and allow him to speak to you, and if you will only stretch forth your hand and believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin. You see, he poured out his life so that you could have life flow into you. You see, he wants to pour out his life and his power and his love into your heart. That's what he wants to do. And he poured out his life when he went to the cross. When he died upon the cross, he poured out his life so that you could be full of his life. He died upon that cross and he was punished so that you could be healed spiritually. So that all your sin could be washed away. And it's an incredible thing that the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you of all your sin. He will forgive you, he will cleanse you, and he will give you a whole new life. A new life, and that is a new beginning, a new start, where you're full of the life of Jesus. And the thing is, that whereas once before, all you could do was things that were wrong, and you knew that you were doing things that were wrong, suddenly you will find that you're doing those things that are right, and you know, and it's a total different life. You see, at the moment, you're living a life where all you can do is things that are wrong. And God wants to change your life. He wants to turn it around completely. He wants to give you a complete new life. And the only way is for you to stretch forth your hand like the man with the withered hand. And if you will stretch forth your hand and say, yes, I'm the one. I'm the one in need. I'm the one who is a sinner. I'm the one who has gone astray. I'm the one who has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what other people think. I know that I've sinned. I know that I've done wrong. I know that I've disobeyed God. And I'm coming before you right now. And I'm acknowledging my sin. And I'm believing that Jesus Christ, when he died upon that cross, he died for me personally. He died to take away my sin. He died so that I could be cleansed. And so that I could be washed clean. And you know, that moment when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, it's as if you're having this great washing within you. All that guilt, all that shame, all that burden of sin just goes, disappears, it melts. And you have that new life that comes from above. It's a new life that comes from Jesus Christ himself. And so the question tonight is, will you stretch forth your hand? Stretch forth your hand in faith. Will you stretch forth your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is so compassionate, who is so loving, who is so ready to receive you? He's not ready. He's not waiting for you to get things right. He's waiting for you to acknowledge your wrong. That's what he's waiting for. He's not waiting for you to get it all sorted out. He's waiting for you to stand before him and say, I am wrong, and I know that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I wonder tonight, if you hear the voice of God speaking in your heart, if you hear God speaking to you, telling you that you're a sinner, if you hear God speaking to you saying that Jesus died for you, will you not respond to him? Will you not cry out to him with all your heart and say, yes, I need you, and put your faith in him? And he will infuse you with his very life. And just as life was poured in to that man's hand, and it became alive, and it became whole, and he could use that hand, so your heart will be full of the life and the love of Jesus Christ. And you will be in a place where you're totally new, and you'll be able to do the very things that you were made to do. You'll have a hope. You'll have that hope of spending eternity with God. That hopelessness of a hell in front of you will disappear, and you'll have that. You'll now be infused with the power of God, so that you can live a life that is pleasing to him. He wants to fill you with his love and his life and his power. And the only way is by way of the cross, is to humble yourself and get down on your knees and say, yes, I'm the sinner, and I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. And he will make you whole, just as he made that man with the withered hand physically whole. He will make you spiritually whole the moment you trust in him. Amen.
Sing number 308, 308 in Redemption Hymnal. Come to the Saviour, make no delay. Here in his word he has shown us the way. Here in our midst he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. And there's the opportunity for each one of us to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ even tonight and know our sins forgiven, know that new life pouring into us.